Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 94. Tonight, 66. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 94. Mid-90s Wednesday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Thursday with highs in the mid-80s. Storms continue. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 61.
Kansas Woodbury Hoosier. Well, Kansas Democrats say that after the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill in Washington, D.C., and with the upcoming legislative session again in 2026 here in the state of Kansas, they're working on ways to try and work with Republicans and try and push back against the, quote, potential impacts of the Big Beautiful Bill on the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that according to some Democrats, they say that with the supermajority of Republicans in the state legislature, Democrats say they have a difficult time passing any type of legislation on their own.
Well, when you don't have the votes, the likelihood of pushing it out outright is really difficult. What we can do is be involved in the conversation, which is something I try to do. And we could do this by, when we're debating a bill on the House floor, look at amendments that might enhance or improve. Now, to get the supermajority to agree to that requires a lot of work.
That audio from KSNT News, where Democrats say they are working on trying to find ways to reform the SNAP program in the state of Kansas and rally their voters for the midterm elections.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Kansas Highway Patrol, along with other Kansas law enforcement agencies, are reminding that during the summer season, they are reminding public to properly dispose of cigarettes after discarded ones have so far caused two fires across the state. KSN News reports the latest one came from McPherson Fire Department after they responded to a fire near the Dairy Queen in their community of a wooden privacy fence that ended up catching fire from a discarded cigarette. At the same time last week, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Van Buren had responded to a grass fire that was east of Wilson, Kansas, along Interstate 70, after investigators believe it was also started by a discarded cigarette. The Wilson Fire Department was able to quickly put out the fire before it could spread any further. In a statement on social media from the Kansas Highway Patrol, they say, quote, a good reminder, even small actions like tossing a cigarette can have serious consequences, especially in the dry and hot conditions. They are reminding to be aware of your surroundings and also to report any suspicious activity to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Save big now on summer driving at Mike's OK Tire. With a $100 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of four new select DF Goodrich G-Force family of tires. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in. Offer ends July 22nd. A $100 rebate on a set of four qualifying Goodrich tires. This special offer through July 22nd only at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up last week announcing appointments for all but one member of the new Nebraska's new School Finance Review Commission, where he says the goal is to review and provide annual recommendations to help stabilize state aid to the public schools, along with reducing reliance on the local property tax plans. According to the Nebraska Examiner, state lawmakers created the new 18-member commission that is chaired by the Nebraska Education Commissioner in a 48-0 vote earlier this year that officially took effect as of June 5th and required initial appointments within 30 days of the new commission. The main task overall is reviewing the main school funding formulas with the Tax Equity and Educational Opportunities Support Act, along with providing periodic suggestions to the legislature when it comes to public education and the funding plans. After the recent appointments from the governor, there's only one more vacancy that's left for a certified public school teacher.
We all need someone in our corner, especially when searching for a job. Kansas Works has a network of friendly, knowledgeable professionals who've helped thousands like you build a quality career. Who better to help with writing a resume, finding training, or other personalized services than a fellow Kansan who is closely connected to employers in your area? Kansas Works is in your corner, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners are to revisit the 2026 budget at this week's meeting. Washington County commissioners met with the auditor and discussed the 26 budget at last week's meeting, which included a conversation as to establishing a countywide ambulance service. Initial estimates were some $1 million annually, which may be funded through a mill levy or perhaps a sales tax option. Commissioners would like feedback from current ambulance service providers and have made no decisions at this point. This year, $200,000 from the county was distributed through those services. Although they have not indicated plans for this next year, some money is to be budgeted for EMS. An earlier resolution approved would extend the contract with the county appraiser, Lance Lease, for another 4 years through June of 2029, was rescinded at the last meeting, and a new resolution has not been brought forth. Washington County has received some $68,000 in federal emergency management funds that will be distributed to 17 different entities, mostly local fire departments, that responded to a large fire near Haddam that was contained in April 2023. Nemahal County commissioners met Friday to review the 26 budget. No decisions were made. Recent discussions included department heads regarding cost of living adjustments and the possibility of revisions to the longevity pay plan to provide better consistency across departments and simplify payroll. Commissioners approved the health department offering school physicals in Nemahal County. Pre-fair judging for the Marshall County Fair was held Friday in Marysville. KNDY will air reports from those youth involved during our live continuing coverage of the county fair, which begins later this week. An injury accident in Pottawatomie County early Thursday morning involved a Frankfort man. 21-year-old Trevor Harbaugh lost control on K-99 near Kerr Road, north of Westmoreland. And the report came in shortly before 7 a.m. The driver was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries sustained. Carolyn A. Becker, age 82, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Becker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish with macaroni and cheese, Normandy vegetable blend, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:12.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout the day Tuesday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms possible off and on throughout Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in a Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are still possible in a Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more rain may continue throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers still continue off and on throughout Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s and a bit more rain throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 115. The average low 70, the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:11. It's sunny and 64 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 14th of July. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Gather all the merry you can carry with Reflections Hallmark's annual keepsake ornament premiere July 11th until the 19th. Experience over 250 new ornament designs while also discovering a new treasure or two. Pick up your pre-orders and receive a limited edition tote bag with any purchase. Christmas came early July 11th through the 19th with the annual Hallmark ornament premiere only at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Baseball has another double-digit win streak. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Blue Jays had run off 10 straight before that streak was snapped last week. Yesterday, right before the All-Star break, Boston gets the double digits.
Two outs, 2-2. That is swung on and missed. Goodbye to the Rays. The Red Sox have swept them. They've won 10 in a row on the way to the All-Star break.
4-1 the final, WEI in Boston. Red Sox with a 10-game run. Marlins win by 10 runs. 11-1 over the Orioles. Kyle Stowers goes 5-for-5, three homers against his former team. Dodgers beat the Giants 5-2 and 11. Royals walk off the Mets 3-2. Reds double up the Rockies 4-2. Manager Terry Francona with career win number 2,000. He's the 13th to reach that mark. Guardians a 6-5 win over the White Sox in 10. Pirates snap an 8-game skid, 2-1 over the Twins. Rangers get past the Astros 5-1. Mariners double up the Tigers 8-4. Cubs a 4-1 win over the Yankees, who are held to two hits. Cardinals get to number 51 on the season. Their 51st win, 5-4 over the Braves. Atlanta has 53 losses. Brewers 8-1 over Washington. Milwaukee has 56 wins at the break, most they've had prior to the All-Star game in franchise history. As for the Nats, a week after firing their manager and GM, another surprise.
With the first pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Washington Nationals select Eli Willits.
He'll turn 18 in December. Youngest player taken number one since the Mariners took Ken Griffey Jr. in 1987. Yannick Sinner forced said win to capture Wimbledon.
Feels amazing. A tournament I always, you know, dreamed of just playing and to be part of, and now, you know, sitting here with the trophy, even if it's not here, it's amazing.
Sinner with his fourth Grand Slam win.
Lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at macys.com/personalstylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Like new pre-owned units in on trade, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville included 2022 Buick Envision Essence, 2020 Buick Enclave. They have a 2018 Chevy Tahoe, 90,000 miles, a 2018 Jeep Renegade Trailhawk 4x4, and a 2018 Dodge Journey GT. In on trade and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the European Union is holding off on its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, saying that now is the time for negotiations. Those fees on American products exported to the EU were set to take effect today. Italy's foreign minister is due in D.C. today for trade talks. Wine and cheese makers in France say they're getting ready for a hit to their business if U.S. tariffs do go into effect. The French dairy industry alone exports more than $400 million worth of products to the U.S. every year. Talk of tariffs and counter-tariffs have stock futures pointing lower this morning. On Friday, the Dow Jones fell 279 points and headed into the weekend at 44,371. The Standard & Poor's and NASDAQ Composite both backed away from records they set earlier in the week. Bitcoin, on the other hand, just keeps gaining steam. The price of the largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization topped $122,600 overnight, according to data from Coinmetrics. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Kyle's Service Center invites everyone to come out July 14th through the 21st. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From all of us at Kyle Service Center in Pawnee City, proud to support our community.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. As we move deeper into July, Kansas farmers are wrapping up this year's summer wheat harvest. Despite early challenges like drought and disease, yields in many areas have come in stronger than expected. With nearly all fields now cut, attention is shifting to market trends and upcoming fall crop planning. Romulo Lulato is amongst them, a wheat production specialist from Kansas State, and he talks about how the progression of Kansas wheat is going.
Well, right now, you know, we're kind of nearing the end of wheat harvest in the state of Kansas, right? So the latest USDA report from 4 days ago mentioned that we were at about 82%. So by today, I would expect, you know, we're probably reaching that 90 or even 95, because conditions for harvest here in the last few days have been pretty good. So I would suspect here within the next day or two, we're 100% wrapped up around the state in terms of wheat harvest. And with that, right, we can kind of give an update on how things are looking as well. And just a quick recap, we kind of started wheat harvest fairly late. It was not until about June 8th or June 9th that we started, which is a good 10 days after parts of Kansas usually start or may start. And it has been a long harvest as well because of many rainfall events, right? So it seems like we were able to hit the ground running right there about June 8th or 9th, harvest a few days, and then there was some rainfall. Then we dried out for a couple of days again and so on until today, right? So a lot of stops because of excessive rainfall there throughout the state, especially the central part of the state and parts of Northwest as well. So with that, in terms of grain yield this year, we're hearing a lot of variability. So, for example, I heard of growers near that Mound Ridge and McPherson area that were doing well over 100 bushels per acre, you know, and wheat field that could have been irrigated, but they never turned on the irrigation just because the season was pretty good there.
Why do winners play at Seven Crabs Casino? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Crabs has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your 7 Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. 7 Clans casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, Propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Agriculture risk coverage payments are calculated from a grower's base acres, not what crop is planted in the field. This is valuable as K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed expresses the final posted numbers for the wheat crop and projections for corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum.
Basically, the eastern third of Kansas won't be getting any wheat payments because yields were decent last year. Some of the counties that are getting payments that were combined, Osborne, Ellis, Russell, Lincoln, Ellsworth, basically that pocket in the middle of the state, they're going to be getting payments around $30 per acre on 85% of their base acres. When we look at non-irrigated designated crops counties, there's quite a few that are getting wheat payments, specifically around Edwards, Pawnee, Stafford County areas, and then surrounding counties, and then Sherman, Wallace, and Greeley out in western Kansas. There are a few counties that are getting irrigated wheat payments as well. That'll be blended between dry land and by the historical irrigation percentage of the farm.
Reed lists what counties she expects to get payments for irrigated and non-irrigated corn.
We're going to be seeing a lot of non-irrigated corn payments. There's just a lot of drought issues again. Some of the eastern state part of the state won't, but I see Republic County around $70 per acre, down to Hamilton and Grant County around $25 an acre. A lot of counties are also getting irrigated corn payments. Marshall County, I'm seeing $110 an acre. There were some yield losses. Saline at $44, and then a large pocket of Sheridan down to Meade counties receiving irrigated corn payments.
She also has projections for soybeans and grain sorghum payments in Kansas.
A lot of southeast Kansas is going to be getting soybean Arc County payments, central area of Kansas, Ellis, Ellsworth, Lincoln. There's a big pocket there that's going to be getting blended soybean payments. If you have non-irrigated soybeans, it's easier to talk about the counties that aren't getting payments. So some of eastern, northeast specifically won't be getting soybean payments. And then there's some small pockets that would be getting irrigated payments as well. Grain sorghum as well, it's very patchy on what counties are getting payments and what aren't, but I would say the majority of the counties are.
That was K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed with information about ARC payments. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Sale day today at Beatrice, 77 livestock sales. They will offer cattle and hay, and consignments include 24 Black Fall calving cows, two Black families, 5 and 6 years old, with April calves, one Black family, 7-year-old, with a 30-day-old calf, two Black families out of Pawnee City, 20 Black steers and heifers, their weaned and vaccinated, weighing 350 to 475, 15 Black steers and heifers, 650 to 750, 25 black and white faced steers and heifers. They weigh 5.5 to 650. 60 black steers at 850 pounds. 10 black steers off grass at 800 pounds. 25 black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds. That's the early cattle consignments. They will also be selling hay at sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, operating on their summer schedule with sales every other Monday. They will be closed July 21st, with a sale resuming Monday, July 28th.
The dog days of summer are a challenging time for avid fishermen. All about the summer doldrums at the fishing hole from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. WeatherCall travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 14th. It is the 195th day of the year, and actress Jane Lynch celebrates her 65th birthday. For many of us, the summer doldrums are when the sun and persistent heat have drained our enthusiasm for doing much of anything. For fishermen, it means the midsummer lull when the fish just aren't biting. Here's a few tips for increasing your bite ratio. For starters, find deeper, colder water. Like us, fish are looking for cool spots to hang out. The flowing water of a river is cooler than a lake or reservoir, and fish are generally more active there. And you might consider a night outing. Surface water will be significantly cooler, and tubers and jet skiers won't be churning it to a froth. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best fishing days chart at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 64 degrees. Warmer again today, highs in the middle 90s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. May break some as we head into county fairs Thursday, Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a big year for one college basketball player that went from Mays High School in the state of Kansas to Mizzou and is now officially signed on with the Chicago Bulls. As Cake News reports that Caleb Grill is the latest in writing the new chapter for basketball journeys coming out of the state of Kansas after officially signing an Exhibit 10 contract with the Chicago Bulls back on June 26th and officially began his NBA Summer League play as of Friday this past week.
Got a call after from my agent explaining kind of the situation here in Chicago, and I thought it'd be a really good situation for me. My workout there, like, it just felt like easy, and it kind of felt like home. And I remember I told my agent, I said, this is one of my best workouts. I just felt like it felt right. I felt like that was going to be a really good place for me to come in and fit in.
That audio from Cake News, where he is coming from Missouri this past season and named the SEC's sixth man of the year, leading the team with 78 three-pointers and averaging 13.7 points towards the NCAA tournament that was in Wichita, Kansas.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team split a doubleheader with Corning Saturday. Marysville wins the opener 17-7, falling in the nightcap 9-7. Zone tournament action ahead for the Marysville Legion baseball team at Smith Center, competing with Beloit and Concordia in the four-team bracket.
KNDY.